There's a drasha, nasi echad, by chalukas ha'aretz. Nechleku ha'rishayim, the Ritva talks about it many times, and the Shittu l'inayk l'ni. The chalukas ha'aretz, we have the Gantz Eretz Yisrael, and we're breaking up Eretz Yisrael into... He wasn't here by the announcement yesterday. 1217 in New York. Eretz Yisrael was broken into 12 pieces for the 12 Shvatim. It's the four in the Gemara of Abbasra. This was done with a special process with the Urim Bitumim and Ruach HaKodesh and a Goyrol, but this wasn't your average just pick out of the box Goyrol. It worked with Urim Bitumim and a whole situation. And it's mevor in the Gemara that the Nasi represented the Shevet midin shlichus to be zoicha in. Now you have to catch on. Before they broke it into 12 pieces, so who owned the entire Eretz Yisrael? The Ganze Klal Yisrael. So we're not giving anything new, Be'etzim. We're going to talk about Chalukah a little bit. There's the Ganze Klal Yisrael that's owned by the there's the Ganze Eretz Yisrael that's owned by the Ganze Klal Yisrael. I'm not going into now the shutfas, every shutf owned the whole thing or parts, but the Ganze Klal Yisrael owns the Ganze Eretz Yisrael. We're doing Chalukah, which is some sort of a... Oh, a Chalukah. I don't want to call it a Kenyan. A Chalukah.
Allocation.
How did they get to own it? Allocation. That, yeah, okay. That's, I like that. I'm not sure. No, you got to be careful. You're holding in the shutf in the dark soon, so...
Not now.
Oh, so then I'm really not going to start then. But the Ganze Klal Yisrael owns the Ganze Eretz Yisrael. We're telling you back that it's first going to be split into 12 pieces, Shevet. I've told you, done, usher the whole thing. It's done with Ruach HaKodesh, Urim Bitumim, and all that. But it's also Ois Gehalten in the Gedarim of regular Chalukah, Kinyan, Sfiya, B'chule. The Gemara is before, and it's not Tasha, but the Gemara is before that the Nasi had to be a Shliach for everyone else. In a minute, the Gemara is going to say, Katana, don't have Shlichos, there's going to be a crisis. What's the Nasi's function? Let the Urim Bitumim do it, let it happen. It's mevor that the Nasi was a shliach, representing, more than representing, shlichus, for everyone else to be zoich in that big chunk, that the Ganze Shevet Naphtali, who, by the way, until now, the Ganze Shevet Naphtali, together with the Ganze Shevet of everyone else, owned everything. But now that the Ganze Shevet Naphtali were allocated to their divisive part, yeah? Cover everyone. It's now done because the Nasi of Shevet Naphtali, if he went to sleep, it wouldn't happen. He was there. And he was a shliach that their ganze zoich into the Shevet Naphtali, Don Osher. Besides that, we know that about the Shevet Naphtali didn't stop there, or any Shevet, and they broke it up into thousands.
Looks too... take a chair. There's too much going on over there. No, that's...
I'm sorry, it wasn't... Shevet Naphtali has to break it up into hundreds and thousands of batei av and smaller pieces. How did they do all of that and every family get their allotted piece? Were they using Urim Bitumim for that? Yachzel and Malkiel stood also when the Urim Bitumim said that goes to Yachzel, Gat, that was the Malkiel. Anyone has a Rishon that says that? Or no, I think most Rishonim say the Urim Bitumim was only involved in the original 12-part allocation halukah. But then about it, there was also the other part. Was the Nasi involved? That's what the Ritva and other Rishonim talk about. Let's assume, and we have to tie this up, that the Nasi's Shlichus was relevant by the first Chelek of getting each Shevet Shtel Davet for the Shevet. And also, again, I don't know why yet, the Nasi was a Shliach to do the split for every single Prat. And it's working within Shlichus. Frek the Gemara, the Kasha. The Tepuklei Shlichus Mehacha. What does the Gemara mean to ask the Tepuklei Shlichus Mehacha? There's a Machlekes Rishonim, and most pointedly it's in the Shita L'Noyd L'Mi. There are other Rishonim, but the most pointedly is in the Shita L'Noyd L'Mi, whom a Furish says, there are two distinct, separate ways to learn the Gemara. Careful. One way to learn the Gemara is, until now, where was the Makar Shlichus? Gittin, V'Shilach V'Shilcha, Truma, Atem Gam Atem, Karban Pesach, V'Shach Tawaisik Kol Kal Nas Yisrael. I'm going to be very serious about that. If it wouldn't have said v'shilach v'shilcha by Gittin, Would a person be able to make a shliach to send his wife a get? A shliach leilacha? If it didn't say a shliach leshalcha. Would you be able to know that a person can be megarish his wife instead of him himself doing it? Why would the concept he'll be mamana shliach and the shliach will get no one else in the other? He went to sleep. He's the shlata. He maybe died. He's going to make a shliach. If you didn't have a shliach for shliach, you would have a makar for shlichas?
The Gemara says no.
The Gemara says no. Why would you be able to learn that from a tzad shava of Pesach and Truma? What's the pircha? Machshava. Yes, the machshava. Meaning there was pirchas when things happen. You wouldn't know. That's legit. You wouldn't know it. The Gemara now is asking, v'teipaglei mehacha. You would know it. Learn it out from Nasi Echad. Wow. Nasi Echad should be the ultimate source for shlichas for everything. You shouldn't need b'shilach v'shulcha. You shouldn't need atem. You shouldn't need b'shachad oisei kol kalbas Yisrael. You shouldn't need none of that. The etzem fact that it says nasi echad, and we understand, Chazal understood, Rav Gidl understood, that the nasi of Shevet Naphtali, I just picked that as an example, was a shliach, sai for the shlav aleph of getting the shalva back, and sai for splitting it up, that would be a source of shlichus, for gittin, truma, pesach. Is that in fact true? Frech the sheep in lanoi the lami? But that's Pashup Shad in the Gemara, by the way. The tepek le shlichus me hacha, hacha, chalukas ha'aretz should be the source of shlichus. There should be shlichus even without the shilach v'shilcha atem v'shachatu v'chulei.
Why can't we say it's only shilach
v'shilcha? No, you can say a lot of things. I want to make it like this. The question then becomes, is it taka then true that you would know everything we did in the past 2.5 weeks about shlichus? And there was many details. All of it would be known. All of it would be known from Nasi Echad. Frech Tashikta Lenoi Glami. How would you know Shliach Oysa Shliach? So that part of it is a scam. Maybe the Nasi of Shevet Naphtali at stage 2 was Memana the Batei Av as Shluchim to do the further splendid thing. But how would you know Shlichus by Kachim? Eretz Yisrael is not Kodesh like Truma and Kachim is. Interesting. The Doik. Interesting. Another kasha frek b'shita l'leid l'mi. Chalukas ha'aretz is islay shut v'spigavayu. We saw earlier in the sugya that even if you would know shlichus by carbon pesach, but you would only know it when the shoychet was a member of the chabur, you would limit shlichus only when it's islay shut v'spigavayu. Chalukas ha'aretz is considered islay shut v'spigavayu or less lay shut v'spigavayu. Shlav aleph, when Shevet Naphtali is getting their whole chunk, the nasi's also in stage 2, it's not pashat. In stage 2, the Nasi Gufa is saying, I'm going to go here, Yatzel is going to go here, Malkiel is going to go here, they're going to be... Before they make that splinter split, it is the smaller allocation things. It is. He is in. But after the Taitzah, he's not. Is that called Islay Shut
Tisigabai? No, because...
The question is not Nagiyas. The question is whether there's an Akud of Islay Shut
Tisigabai.
No, for sure he has an Nagiyas, but the question is it status as Islay Shut Tisigabai? And the Sheikh Lenoid, when he does ask it, what? Okay, yeah, in a Chanan calls the Achnes. But Akopanim, those are various factors, and there are more. Frogs will get some more tonight. There are more issues that maybe not everything we learned in the past 2.5 weeks would be possibly known from Nasi Echad. The Rivash says that from Karban Pesach somehow there's a Bazundara Darga that we see Mamishkin Moisoy. You even know that from Nasi Echad? Well, truth be said, the Lashon of the Gemara is Minayin Shesluchas Lod Kemoisoy. But you have to ask, where's the Kemoisei Kaik over here? But that's one way of learning the Gemara. But there's another way of learning the Gemara. That the Gemara was just asking, Fakert, Avad, do you need the triple Tzrichas of Gittin, Truma, and Pesach? But why do you need Rav Gidl to teach you Shlichus? You could learn it out from the other three, and you shouldn't need Rav Gidl's thing. To which the Gemara retorts, and we have a lot to do, the Gemara says, V'tispera, can you possibly say that it makes sense that the Gedder of Chalukas Ha'aretz was working, that the Nasi was a Shliach? So who was the Meshalach? The Gansa Shevet. Including even Ketanim. Why Ketanim? Ketanim were getting the Chelek? It means Yisoymin? It means Yisoymin? I don't. That's what I heard from one of the Gedolei Achronim. Yeah, I don't know. What? We're not talking about with his parents. We're talking right now. We're doing the Chalukah. So it could be it was Yisoymin. So there you have to see the whole complexity of Baba Basra if it goes on the Yotze Mitzrayim or the Nechnasi La'aretz, and I don't want to go there. But the Gemara asks, "V'tispera v'ashlichus uvaktanim alav v'nei shlichus ninu." We did this yesterday, and let's make it clear because we have a setup now. The Gemara nemzon kedaber pashit that a katan can't be a shliach and a katan can't have a shliach, and as such, it's not possible that the gedder of the nasi was acting upon for the entire shevet, including the katanim, using the longest of shlichus. So this can't be a source of shlichus, and you can't ask that it to be learned from shlichus. Says the Gemara, you're right. Wow, we're up to a crucial part of the sugya. Says the Gemara, stage two. Eloki hadu rabba barafuna dam rabba barafuna marav gidla marav binayim lezochim lo'odim shalei b'fon of shenemar v'nosi yechad, nosi yechad. Stop. The Gemara says, no, you don't have it right. We're not talking about shlichus. Shlichus would be not appropriate here. For the gedolim, yeah. But since there are also ketanim involved, so cut it. We're not dealing with shlichus. So rather, what was the nosi of Shevet Naphtali? That's just an example. What was he doing? Zok to Gemara, he was implementing the din of Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav. Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav is a Mishnah in Erev and Daf Pe'alef, and in Gittin Daf Yir'alef, and in Gemara quoted in many places as well. And there's a famous Sakira, which we're starting right now. What is the makar for Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav? L'mashal, I'm sorry for doing this to you, but what's the makar for Shlichus in the Torah? Multiple makaris. Shlichus, Truma, Gittin, Zachin. Chalukzar. Where's the makar for Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav? Anyone knows? From Bereshit to Zayis HaBracha, open table discussion. Is there a source, a pasuk that you can quote me? We're dealing with a derisa to Gittin. It's not a derisa to Gittin. There's a derisa to Gittin of Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav. It's a halacha l'moshim Sinai. Oh, is there a pasuk? So in fact, we're holding in the middle of a sugya where the Gemara says that the makar is nasi echad. Yes. And says the Ran over here in Kedushin and the Ramban in Baba Metzia and many Rishonim. If at this stage in the sugya we're going and insisting that ketanim don't have shlichus, they don't, for whatever reason. But they do have Zach and Adam Shalai B'fanav. You could be Mezaka for them. The Nasi could represent them. That shows, and I quote a terminology that the Rishonim used, Zechi Alav Midin Shlichus. Now we're going to be throwing out the terminology a lot the next few minutes, and it's important to appreciate the nuance of it because it's going to get a little confusing. But when we say Zechi Alav Midin Shlichus, what we mean mostly, maybe we mean other things also. We mean a lot of things. But what we mean is Zechia bound and ground and defined by the same rules as Shlichus. L'mashal, let's just pick, there's many rules, but let's pick an example.
Katan.
Okay, good example. I want to use some other ones, but let's talk about Katan. If there's a rule that Katan doesn't have shlichus, then a Katan would not have shchiyah. If shchiyah would be nidin shlichus, catch on to that. If there would be a din that shlichus doesn't work on Tuesdays, there's no such thing. But if there would be a din that shlichus doesn't work on Tuesdays, shchiyah also wouldn't work on Tuesdays. There's no such thing, and it works on Tuesdays. Shlichus doesn't work by a Katan, it would not work by shchiyah. And yet the Gemara asks, how could the Nasi be doing shlichus for the Katan? And the Teretz is, we're doing zachin. This is a ultimate headline Gemara. Zechiah, I'm off to the headline of the Gemara. One second. Zechiah, lav midin shlichus. What does it mean, Zechiah, lav midin shlichus? Zechiah is a new din, a new concept, not bound ground by the Gedarim of shlichus. L'mashal, there will be more examples, but L'mashal, even though a cotton doesn't have shlichus, he has shlichus. Is there a problem or a crisis with that? Mamasha, two different things. Two different things. One second. I know, but I was going to say the headline. Rough, please catch me for the gossip.
That Zechi would be like, as if someone was
Mamani,
you
deserve. I'm not up to that part. I'm going to get to that, where the Zechi is as if he was Mamani, that I'm going to get to. I'm not up to that yet.
But what's everybody
wanted to mean?
That it's
in Nasi Echad, a new
question. Why
shouldn't
the word
Zechi
doesn't work?
But Allah. We're going to get
this.
I'll say almost done. Soon. If the makar is from Nasi Echad, it's not a problem to say Zechiah, lav midin shlichus. You know where the problems are going to start? The problems are going to start that there are a few gemaras, I hope to get to them, that are mavur that Zechiah is midin shlichus. There are a few gemaras that clearly say that since a katan doesn't have shlichus, a katan doesn't have Zechiah. You know what? Let's start with one of the gemaras. There's a gemara in Baba Metzia daf ayin aleph that says that the same way a goy doesn't have shlichus, a goy doesn't have Zechiah. And the same way a katan doesn't have shlichus, a katan doesn't have shchiyah. And with a krecht, the Gemara says, a katan has shchiyah mit the Rabbanon. And I can handle that. They made it, takana the Rabbanon. What's the gedder of that? Takana the Rabbanon also gives it, but it's a takana the Rabbanon. Headline. A katan doesn't have shlichus, mei oisai hatam, he doesn't have shchiyah. Headline, shchiyah midin shlichus. There are other Gemaras. What?
It's a stereo.
It's a stereo. Yeah. Excellent. Let's stop right here and say we have a stereo. Over here, we're in the middle of a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis that clearly says that Zechia, for our terminology, lav midin shlichus, a.k.a. a katan doesn't have shlichus, and okay, no problem, but he has Zechia. Without the Hesbam, before the Hesbam, structure. Maybe you're right, we should do the Lomas before the structure. Today, we're choosing to do the structure before the Lomas. That's what happens in the Gemara here on Mem Beis. But there are other Gemaras. For the record, there are a few other Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Dorim, there's a Gemara in Baba Metzia Aleph. I don't want to throw you all the Gemaras. We gave you one, Baba Metzia Aleph. The Gemara says, a guy doesn't have shlichus. So a goy doesn't have shchiyah. A katan doesn't have shlichus. So a katan doesn't have schiya. Min the rabbanon a katan does, and a guy doesn't, because a katan is going to become a gadol, a guy, unless he does geirus, is not going to, and that's a gemara. So, the steering gemaras, tak a steering gemaras, bomb steer. Let's continue. Zok the ran, I'm over the kazach. The ran zok that there's a mahapecha. There's other pshat in here, so you have to catch on, but let's first say the pshat of the ran. The ran is here in Kedushin, and very similar as the Ramban of HaMetzia that reported in the Maram HaKadosh. They say that the Gemara has a mapecha. Because the Gemara didn't stop here. The Gemara said, Nasi Echad is teaching you a fascinating new concept. We haven't discussed the Lombus of it yet. That there's a din that a Katan could have Shechia regardless of the fact that he doesn't have Shechia, because he doesn't, and but he could have Shechia. But Zok the Gemara, you don't have it straight that that's the pshat of Nasi Echad for a technical problem. Some people are going to be happy with mountains and valleys. I don't have every Shevet had mountains and valleys. So you could say, but they wanted more mountains and valleys. Or you could say, we're talking about stage two, when Yachzel is saying, I got more valleys than Mokiel. Again, you have to know if we're talking about stage A. That was parenthetical construction. But the Gemara says, so it's not happening. The Ella says the Gemara. We're getting to the Maskana to the Tudat, and then we're going to start. The Gemara says, stage three. Why do I call it stage three? Because stage one was when Rav Gidl's member supposedly was saying that the Nasi's function was Slichas. Stage two was that the Gemara's assumption was that the Nasi's function was Zechia. What kind of Zechia? Lav mitam Slichas. But now the Gemara says, no. Zechia doesn't work either. There's valleys, there's harem, it's not happening. Elo. Kedarava barachunu dam rava barachunu marav gidla marav minayin li yisoymin bizman azeh. Not by halukas haaretz. Shavu olach, like benichsei avihem. We're going to discuss if these yisoymin are ketanim or gedoylim. Some of them are ketanim, maybe all of them. I mean, Yisraelim could be 2 80-year-olds that are Yashin, their father, who was 106, yeah? But let's assume that we're talking about Ketanim. I mean, it's not an 80-year-old, he doesn't need an apotropis. I mean, if he's 95, maybe he does because already, you know. It's a machlekes. Rishonim, I'm alluding to what we're going to talk in tomorrow. The Goyin brings that it's a machlekes. Whether all of the Yisraelim here were Ketanim or some were Gedoylim and some were Ketanim, we're going to talk about it. Not always does it mean that. Ain't from Minichsi Yisoymin. Ain't from Minichsi Yisoymin. I'll give you an example. Ain't from Minichsi Yisoymin. Ela B'Shua has nothing to do with Ketanim. If you're money from an 80-year-old, but you're money him because his 106-year-old father owed you money, you have to swear first.
I think. Because he doesn't know what happened.
Could be. That's the reason. There's other things that are because he's not the Iker Nitva. This letter, I'm not going to say it out, but Yisoymin doesn't have to mean. What's it called, right? Right. You want to collect for the orphaned elderly, right? Yeah. The Gemara says, "Minayin Yisoyim Shabbos Lach LeVinisi Avim Shabezem Amitlam Apetropis Lochav Aliskois." Frak the Gemara Lochav Lochav Mamish Amai Lochav Amanasus Ketamalam Manasiach Manasiach Matikahu. Rabbi says, "Stage one was sleepless. Stage two was Sphia." The Gemara says, "It's not Sphia because it's hard. Bigger things are happening. So rather, Saibai Alukas Horis and Saibai Alganachman against Yor when this Yisoyim Ketanim being Mitzchalik in their Yerusha of their father, it works with a system called Apetropis." Question. When we're using this mechanism of apotropis, and I'll try to explain it, is that also using schia, or are we cutting off schia and saying there's something else happening? The Ran and the Ramban very clearly say that when we get to stage three, and we're talking about apotropis, so you know what we're learning out from Nasi Echad? A special concept called apotropis. Does apotropis work the same way by Halukas Ha'aretz that it does by Ali Yisoyim from the Gansa Doiris? No. Grada, because over there there was Urim Batumim, and here there isn't. And that's a sickle problem, because if it's Urim Batumim, then don't make it Tzushtal Bechlal. And we have to weave through the Sugya and make it Tzushtal partially, and we'll talk about that separately. What I'm focused on now is that when we got to stage three, and it's a Machlokes Rishonim, but when we got to stage three, according to the Ran in Kedushin and the Ramban in Bava Metzia, we are finished with Tzchiyah. When we're up to stage three, did Nasi Echad teach me anything about Shlichus? No. Did Nasi Echad teach me anything about Tzchiyah? No. No, and the Ran and the Ramban. Nothing about Tzchiyah. It's a new din called Apotropis, which by Halukas Ha'aretz worked with Urim V'Tumim, and Bizman HaZeh probably is a Takonas Chachamim, and it's an Asmachta, maybe.
The Gemara uses the Lashon of
Tzchiyah. Yes. If it's not using the mechanism of Zachal Adush Leibafanov, so I have a simple question. There's a Mishnah in Erev, the simplest of questions. There's a Mishnah in Erev in Daf Pei Aleph. Zachim La'adam Shalai B'fanov. It's a derisive Hakadim. It's also a Mishnah in Gitin in Daf Pei Aleph. It's also a Gemara quarter in a few places. We're up to the Maskana. We're by two dots. We hit it. Anyone knows what the Makar for this din is? Zachim La'adam Shalai B'fanov? You know, Rafi, earlier you said, when we were up to stage two, a long time ago, you said you have Nasi Echad. Is Nasi Echad available for you to slip out of your sleeve now? No. Because Nasi Echad has nothing to do with Tzchiyah. It's a bad apotropos. So, a challenge. Does anyone know where the source of Zachon Lavin Shlevofan is? Hint. Hint. It's a deraisa. Hint. It's not a... It's not a... It's not a... It's a deraisa. It's not a halach l'moish m'sinai. And it's not on that from the Pasuk Bereishis Baruch Lishim Eishish Mayim Esaretz. Oh. But which... Stam a svara in the belt, all right?
Yeah.
No. It's a svara. It's a svara. No, yeah. It's a svara. Do we know shlichus?
Yes.
How many makaris do we have for shlichus?
Three.
No, not four. We did snasi
echad.
Three. But there exists, and there's a triple tzad hashav, and things happen. There's a svara, an undana, that Chazal understood that midoy raisa. If there's a concept of shlichus that you could be memah, and I'm getting to the prime say now. If there's a thing that you could be memana shliach, and that's what it says by Gittin, by Truman Pesach, then let's assume that when it's a schus, we could read his mind. I'll give you an example. Could you be memana shliach in Lashon Kodesh? Yeah, why not? Yeah. Could you be memana him in English? Sign language? Probably. Through a michtav, a letter, instead of... Probably. Who then if you read his mind? Oh, bomb kash, bomb shabalei, bomb kash, bomb kash, bomb kash. I'm not gonna even bomb kash.
How do we know for sure you don't need any of
your original?
How do you know you do? You don't.
You don't.
So maybe
either
you do.
We're assuming you don't.
Maybe you do.
That's
no, I'm assuming you do.
But let's
I'm
see
assuming you do. I'm assuming you do. I'm assuming you do.
One
second. You know. I don't want to go now to the Russian Gittin that proves that you can be Mamana Shlich in sign language from Zchir. Right? We want to go there now. That's what you want to talk about. That he brings a raya that creates us a nine works from Zchir? Yeah? Yeah? One second. Rabbi Sai, we're at the Maskana. Is there a source for Zachin? No, Nasi Echad defaulted. Now let me tell you a cloud. In the Chakira where the Zchir is Midin Shlichus, Olam Midin Shlichus, let me tell you one rule. There's only one rule. That's the game. One rule, and then we can start talking. If you want to profess that Zchir is Lav Midin Shlichus, you better find a pasuk because you're making up a new concept. You're creating something that didn't happen until now. Ketanim didn't have shlichus, and they are going to be able to have shlichus. Quote me chapter and verse. And if you can quote me chapter and verse, like in the middle of the sugya, you're able to quote me nasi echad, that's fine. But the minute you get to the maskana, and it's a mapecha, and nasi echad has nothing to do with shlichus, so then what is the makar for shlichus? A svara that we could broaden our musakim of when and how and all the WH questions of shlichus applying. And it can even apply with Aaron Amira. And I'll call that Zchiyah Midin Shlichus, but it probably needs to be bound and ground and binded by the Gedorim and rules of Shlichus. And if Shlichus doesn't work on a Tuesday, Zchiyah won't. And if Shlichus doesn't work by Ketanim, Zchiyah won't.
Shlichus doesn't work there, Rabbanan, how could it
work? Rabbanan can make a Takana. Rabbanan can make it. Rabbanan can make a Takana. The Rabbanan can make a Takana, they can make. But on the rise of the level, that's what's done.
Yeah, can you say it's a Kama fighter from Shlichus? Because there you can be mechayev him also with the
interesting. Okay, maybe it's I'm calling it a svar. We're calling it a svar. Earlier you used umdana. He says svar.
Well, can't be mechayev. Only b'hachim ad ticha.
Because nasi echad lemaskana is referring to an entirely different concept. Otherwise, we haven't even started yet. So one second. Do we agree? No. We have a lot to do. Do we agree that in Baba Metzia Ayin Aleph it clearly says that tzchi is midin shlichus? Yes, because the Gemara says goyim don't have shlichus equals goyim don't have tzchiya. Ketanim don't have shlichus equals ketanim don't have shchiyah. They grab the habit, the rabbanon to get the kana. That mefurish shchiyah midin shlichus. I'm not going to throw it at you, but there's a gemara in the Dorim and a few other gemaras as well. So we have to at least reckon with that concept. I and Baba and Kedushin Membeis over here in stage two, there was a tzad that shchiyah is lav midin shlichus. Says the Rana, the Ramban, no problem. You're right. In the middle of the sugya there was, but you get to the two dots, and things settle down. You don't have a makar anymore, and then your only option for shchiyah is midin shlichus, and all the gemaras are in sync. Taisus Harosh, very similar, but he wants to say there was never even a stage two. He says stage two was a bluff. The gemara was misinformed. The gemara originally always meant the apotropos thing. There never even was a tzad. It's even less than you don't even have to deal with stage two. At the other end of this, we have the ritva. Listen to a fascinating thing. The ritva learns that when you get to stage three and nasi echad is working off apotropos, explains the ritva. You think apotropos is a hefkervelt over here? How does Shevet Naphtali gets suddenly allocated to the north? How does Yachzel and Malkiel and all the different families in Naphtali suddenly get splintered out? Well, the Rana and the Ramban, I forgot to say this. They say, you know what? It doesn't need Shevet. It's simply Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. Because when Klal Yisrael originally had the whole Eretz Yisrael, and then it's split into 12 pieces, and then it's splintered into millions of pieces. What? L'chayr, it's talking Breira, some of the Gedolei Achronim, they're asking that today. Thank you. Yes? L'chayra, it's going into the side of Yesh Breira, and the Rambam and Rabban stress it, and they say, it's Gilui Nosa Ba'alma. It's Chalukah Ba'alma. It's just happening. The Ritva argues. And the Ritva says, Sai by Chalukah Zeretz. And Sai by every Yosem is Manazed that the Yosemim are chesplitting. Yes, call it Apotropis. But what mechanism is the Apotropis using? It's not stage one, cut two, cut three. It's one, one, two, one, two, three. We're still using Schia. Maybe we're still using Shlichas for the Gedolah. We are still using the mechanism. And like the Ritva, at the end of the day, when we're at the Maskana, we're at the two dots. How is Apotropis working? Using a mechanism called Zochen. Is it working for Ketanim as well? Yes. What's the source for it? Call me a pasuk. Nasi Echad. And Nasi Echad, the Maskana, is a Makar for Zechia. Which kind of Schia? Love me, Din Shlichos, because it's working by Ketanim. I, the Gemara, and Baba Metzia. Conveniently enough, the Ritva has a different garrison, Baba Metzia. The Ritva's garrison, Baba Metzia, Ketanim don't have Shlichos, but they do have Schia in their Isa. He's not garrison, the Rabbah. This is the Ritva Lishitasa. There's a Ritva Lishitasa even further. The Ritva says that Chalukas Ha'aretz is called Isle Shutvis Begavayu. Why is it Isle Shutvis Begavayu? If L'chayr, the Nasi, separated himself, and now he's, but the Teretz is like the Ritva. It's not just happening Gilui Mosa. He has to take his and map it to the other one. So he's Isle Shutvis Begavayu. It's working. He's part of it. He's part of it.
What?
Oh, so that's a Pesunder Takana. That's a good Kasha. So by Chalukas Aretz, because we're a Metumen, and by a regular assignment, it's
a Chalukas Aretz is part of the Shevet. So then he was taking for his Shevet, him and his Shevet.
You could say that also. Some Achronim say that. I wanted to come from a different Nusach, but yes. So what was the most crucial thing we just said? What are we supposed to glean out of Kedushin Daf Mem Beis over here? Is Kedushin Mem Beis a source for Zechiya Midin Shlichas or for Zechiya Lav Midin Shlichas? At stage two, if it really existed, like Sarash depletes it over there, at stage two, we were clearly saying that Nasi Echad was a source for a new concept of Zechiya that works by Ketanim, in spite of the fact that Ketanim don't have Shlichas, and that's Gevaldik. But once you get to the Maskana, it defaults. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger comes from a different angle, comes from Rabbi Kiva Eger and he says something else. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, and pardon the discourse here, he says, Zechiya maybe is Midin Shlichas. Midin Shlichas. There's no other source. Where's the source for Zechiya? Asvara Kalachayim or Umbana, that if Shlichas works, Zechiya should also certainly work. Over Afa Pikein, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe you can fine-tune this. I'm being careful how I'm treading on this. A katan can't have a Shlich, but he could have Zechiya. How could that be? Shlichas, bona fide Shlichas, is with a minoy, with an amira, and a minoy that the Mishaleach is bedaitoy memane the Shliach. By Schia, is he memane him? So here, the Chaim said, and the emesis, Tosa says in Ksubis, there's an Anan Sahadi, the Ovid Le Shliach. And I gave the Moshel before, you could be memane a guy, a Shliach in Loshen Kodesh, English, sign language, philosophy. You read his mind. But even when you're reading his mind, he's memane. If a Kotan can't be memane, then a Kotan can't be memane. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe it's a little different. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, a katan doesn't have the das faculties to be memana shliach, but he could have a shliach, and therefore he could have schia. He could have schia midin shlichas, because a katan only was snipped off from being memana a shliach. So one second, who's memana the shliach by the katan? Who was memana for that little 2-year-old in Shevet Naphtali? Who was memana? Who was memana the nasi? No, I'm crucial now. Who? For the 2-year-old, who was Mamana than us? You read his mind, but he doesn't have a mind.
No, but I based in Kal Yisrael on his
head. Toysis, when he describes Zechiya al Anan Sadi, says, Anan Sadi, the Ovid Le Shliach. There's an Anan Sadi that he was Mamani or Shliach. I think that wouldn't deliver for a cup. But there's a beautiful diagram. Nochem was the Dikas Rashi and Gittin. Rashi says, Anan Sadi, the Nichele, the Lavish Lukum. There's an answer that we know he would have wanted. He's 2 years old, but we can read his mind, if he would have had a mind, that he would have wanted the Shliach. But who's Mamani? Tachlis, I need an answer. Who's Mamani?
He's here, Sefer, for the Gadol version of him.
Okay, I need a time machine for that.
How does Anasadi usually work? It's like, the base, not like...
So there's an interesting Sais, there's an interesting Sais that says the Torah makes him the Shliach. But the Sais, Rabbi said, this is one of the famous enigmas, I don't know what to do with this. The Sais in Simen Kofei says that the Din of Zochen. Remember we said that Zochen needs a Makar, and at one point it had a Makar from? Nasi Yechad. But after Nasi Yechad depleted, we had no Pesukim, we found Svaris. The Ksais quotes a new Pesuk. It doesn't exist, though. He quotes the pasuk of Zechiah, Yolof mi ish zoicha. I went through the Chumash. I googled it. There's no ish zoicha. There's a pasuk that says V'yikul hem ish. And Chazal darshan, ish zoicha. V'loi katan zoicha. The Ksoi says Yalfina that there's a derisive din of Zechiah from ish zoicha. I'm still searching for it.
But it's not a drasha.
But it's not a drasha.
No, drasha ish
zoicha. I know, but it. He says Zechiah from ish zoicha. I don't know. But if we'll say this, I want to clarify this more. In Tosfos that it's anan sahadi di ovid leish shliach. So then it's hard pressed to switch cotton from a gadol. If a cotton can't make a shliach, he can't have a shliach. But in Rashi, we're starting to say this nusach. The cotton can't make a shliach, but he could have a shliach. I want to theorize one more nakuda from Rashi here still.
Rashi's mashma,
there's
no shlichus for a cotton.
How does it work? He can't. Yeah. We're saying now that he can't make one. 1 second. Even more. I'm going to read the next Rashi. Does the Olam remember, we had a machlekes rishonim, stage 3 that is introducing that Nasi Echad is teaching me an apotropos din. Is apotropos working with the mechanism of Shechiah or not with the mechanism of Shechiah? What did we say until now? We said it's a machlekes rishonim. No? The Ran and the Ramban hold that once we get to stage 3, it has nothing to do with Shechiah. It's Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. The Ritva says no, it's apotropos working in tandem with the mechanism of Shechiah. Rashi is mashma a mess. Because Rashi says, Elokei d'Rava, when it's up to the stage 3, he says, Kloimar, Loi schos shaloi v'fan of geridus de'ikala mashma min ala g'doylam. We're not only going to learn out the din of Zochen for g'doylam, but we're also going to learn out for Ketanim. It's mashma, and Rav Nachman made a big toy with this Rashi. I don't have a rice all the details of it. But he wanted to learn that Lamaskar of stage 3, what's Nasi Echad saying? It's splintering into a few different statuses. It's also teaching you Shechiah and maybe even Shlichus for Gedolim. And it's also teaching you the din of apotropos for Ketanim. Now.
Wait, real Shlichus for Gedolim?
Maybe. And come out, you can come back to the Kasha of a tape with Levi Hocha. Possibly. Now, regardless if Shechiah is Midin Shlichus or not, I want to remind the Olam that we did this already. When we did Gittin and we talked about Mashilach HaShilcha, did the Oilem remember? At one point we declared, why do you need Shlichas? Let it work als Zechiah. And then when we get to Truma, once again from the Bnei Yeshua, we talked about, why do you need Shlichas? Typically als Zechiah. And then when we got to Karban Pesach, we once again quoted a Tosh Sarosh B'Shem Rav Yaakov Mirlainish and the Ritva, that Modena, they asked that by Shlichas Pesach also. Shlichas Pesach is a Maisa Shlita. That there should be Zechiah.
Oh.
So now, we're going to move on to another. I said there's a few Gemaras that's left to want to deal with. I want to deal with now the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Gimel. But before Kedushin Chav Gimel, I want to just clarify one thing. What are we supposed to quote from Baba Metzia Ayin Aleph? There are other Gemaras. I'm giving you only almost the basic ones. What are we supposed to glean out? Lagabi, the topic of Shechiah Midin Shlichus. Yes, I'm calling it, but Lagabi, specifically the topic of Shechiah Midin Shlichus, Olam Midin Shlichus. What is Baba Metzia Ayin Aleph supposedly saying? Shechiah is only Midin Shlichus. It says, Goyim don't have shlichas. Goyim don't have shchiyah. Ketanim don't have shlichas. Ketanim don't have shchiyah. Maybe Midr Rabbanan, they made it takana. What was with the Gemara Kedushin? So now, before we talk about a fascinating thing, there's a line in the Ramban, a shul in the Ramban, that's a nightmare. The Emes, I think, for many, many years, people said it was a mistake, and they pushed it to the line, and I'm going to tell you over a pshat from the Rebbe Rav Asher, pshat in this Ramban. The Ramban is talking about the Gemara and Kedushin. Get ready for it to be shocked if you didn't see it first. The Ramban is talking about the Gemara and Kedushin, and he's dabbling about whether Shechiah is Midin Shlichus or not. And he says, 1 second, if Nasi Echad was telling you that even though Ketanim don't have Shlichus, they're able to have Shechiah, must be there's this new phenomenon that Shechiah is not Midin Shlichus. He says, yeah, you're right, that's what happened there, but don't worry. Later on, the Gemara falls through, and Nasi Echad switches and gets veered, allocated to a different topic of Apotropos, and then there's no Makar at all. And then once you're with no Makar at all, to quote chapter and verse, so what's the gather of Shechiah? The only choice you have. A Svara that it's Midin Shlichus. That's what it is. And the Ramban says all that, and he adds one line. And having said that, even though the Gemara in Kedushin is Muchach, that Shechiah is not Midin Shlichus. In Chal HaShavek, we just discussed the whole Gemara in Kedushin. And there was an attempt that the Gemara in Kedushin was going to be mashma that, but he salvaged it because the maskana changes, and everything was looking great. And then there's this one line, even though Sri is not mitam shlita, like everyone knows, kedemuchach in Kedushin. What just happened? It's a pella. First, I'll tell you the punchline. Rabbi Asher said that when the Ramban says that Sri is not mitam shlita, kedemuchach the Kedushin, he doesn't mean Kedushin daf mem beis. He means Kedushin daf chav gimel. And I'm going to get there right now. It means Kedushin daf chav gimel. It doesn't mean Kedushin daf beis. Kedushin daf beis, we just thoroughly discussed that there was a havamin and then it switches. What's going on in Kedushin chav gimel? Let me explain. In Kedushin daf chav gimel, the Gemara declares a shayla. Everybody knows that an adoin who wants to be meshachrer his eved cannot give the eved a shtar shikhar. Because what happens if the adoin puts the shtar shikhar in the eved's hand? Mashakon eved kon rabbi. Nothing happened. The Eved has to receive the Shtar Shikhar, and that's his, and then Boim Kachas will become free. But the Adon can't put it into the Eved's hand. Klar is the Gemara. But could the Eved make a Shliach? Says the Gemara, no. How could an Eved make a Shliach? The Gemara says there's a Sfarah. Anything you can't do yourself, call the Eulei Matzi Ovid, Shlokha Le Matzi Mashi. The Gemara brings a Raya. The Gemara says, Kehanim that are doing a void in the base of Mid, the Shriko Hiloch Haktara. Are they a Shliach of the Tsar that brought the carbon? Can't be. The Tsar himself can't do it. Something that he can't do, the Kohen can't do. The Gemara Taka says, Shlucha, the Rachmana. They're Shluchim of Hashem. They're Bechlau, not Shluchim of the Tsar. So similarly, Avad and Eved can't make a Shliach. The Gemara Vad is Doicha. The Gemara says, no. Kohanim have to be Shlucha the Rachmana because a Tsar has like way no Shaykhus. Because Rika, a Tsar does Rika, he's Chayek. He's not supposed to do that. But over here, an Eved could have Shaykhus to be Makabal again. An Eved can be Makabal again for a different Eved, for someone else. So he's somewhat connected, and that's enough that maybe he could make a Shliach. Frek the Ran and the Ramban, and that's what everyone asked the Radaf of Gimel. It's a Mefersha Pusik. Careful, it's a Mefersha Pusik. That if you want to be Meshachar your Eved, someone else could be Zoyche in the Shtar for him. Zechia. That everyone knows. That's a given. Everyone knows that. That's a Gemara. That you can be Zoyche in a Shtar Shikhar for an Eved. So Frek the Roshanim, I don't get it. You're telling me an Eved can't be Mekabel his own star shecherer, and therefore, by default, an Eved cannot be Memana, a Shliach, to be Mekabel the star shecherer for him, because of the golden rule of Shlichas, that what? Another rule of Shlichas, not the Tuesday one, a different one, now a new rule of Shlichas. Not Katan, not Tuesdays, a different one. If you can't do it, your Shliach can't do it. But in that same breath, you're telling me, fine, the Eved can't accept his own get, and therefore he can't be Memana, a Shliach, to accept his get, but someone else can be Zaycha to get for him. How can someone else be Zaycha for him? What then is that? Zechiah? Where's the source of that? So first and foremost, that's what the Rabban means. Afagav the muhach the kedushin see la'av min shlichus. The Gemara in kedushin is mavur that even though an eved can't accept his own get and an eved can't make a shliach, he could have shliach. But how does that shim in sync with everything we've been talking about today? What it's a new machlekes asugis between chav gimel and membeis? That's not what the Rabban seems to be saying. And bavam tziyah. So the answer is, and this is interesting shprach. I've been having a hard time with the shliach chavrusa with this, but. We're going to try. I'm going to say a new nusach. We're having a chakira where the schi is midin shlichas or lav midin shlichas. We already know that Baba Metzia and the Maskan of Alagam are here, very much professed. Schi is midin shlichas. But you know what? In schi is midin shlichas, there's shlichus midin shlichas, mamish shlichus, and then there's schi midin shlichas. Now, careful. If a katan can't have shlichas, he can't have schi, unless he's Rabbi Kibeg or scam, he doesn't have minoy. But here there's a different issue. And I have literary rights to this. The Olam is already aware that the Acharonim have different facets in Shlichus. We ever talked about that? Ezra, we talked about that here. Mesiris Koyach, Yichas HaMaisa. We said that Shlichus could work in different mechanisms. We've discussed this already. If we've discussed this already, so maybe we can say that in Kol HaKavod that Tzchi is Midin Shlichus, with the same gedarim, bound by the same rules. But a becholik, it works with a different mechanism. And let me tell you, a new knech, what's the difference between shlichus midin shlichus and tzchi midin shlichus? Shlichus midin shlichus, the shlich becomes you. I'm not getting into kemoisi mamish, but he becomes you. And whatever he's doing or acting or being or having or what's happening to him is happening to you. In zechiah, he's retaining his own identity. He's doing something and the result is going to be.
You could keep adding things.
You could. We're gonna. Oh. So say, make the rules even for God. I'm treading on thin water. Yes, you're right. We have to be careful. Legit question. But just this nusach, if that shlichus yimamish become him, specifically and only legabi the topic of Daf Chav Gimel, what was the reason why an Eved can't accept his own get?
Because he can't.
Because why can't Eved accept his own get? Because Mashiach can't have a kind of rabbi. If he's going to be Mamana or Shliach, says the Gemara, so that Shliach is going to be him. Mashiach can't have a kind of rabbi. But if the outside person comes and says, looks at the other and says, don't touch him. I'm not your Eved, okay? I'm not. I'm someone else. I want to do something for Eved. Give me the get. And it will be chal for him. But you don't have the problem. It's not a problem. When it's working, I'll shlichos. And that's what the Ramban means when he says, Afal gav d'shchi alav midin shlichos k'demuchach v'kedushin d'achof gimel. We're already way past that shchi is midin shlichos. The source, we don't have another source. So the source is from Svara, and the Svara is shlichos. But in shlichos, in the Svara, we can have different mechanisms. And specifically, Lagabi, the issue at hand on the Chav Gimel, what was the issue? A technicality of the Eved himself can't have it, and his Shliach is himself. But if it's Shliach, it's someone else doing it for him. That's a profound Nakuda. Now, I have to throw us one other thing that's a Chay from yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about a different Gedder in Shliach. Again, there's much more to do. We still look. There's Yichas HaMais V'Sirus Koyach. We now talked about the Shliach that someone else is doing for you. We talked yesterday about the puppet slash Yodli Arichter thing. What did we use it for yesterday? Yesterday, we wanted to talk about a profound idea. And again, in the other side, when you manipulate things, do things, I can make a katan a shliach. And the keshe is a katan, can't even do it himself. How can he be a shliach? We said the katan is just a puppet. It's really the Yodli Arichter of the mishalech. Avada the mishalech would have to be the bardas, maybe not even sleeping. It would be the mishalech. And that's why there would be a happening that a katan could be a shliach. Kamash malon, careful. Kamash malon, that this concept is not true. Or no, kamash malon, the concept exists added to your list of seven kinds of shlichas. But, seven, yeah. Just cotton is out. I brought in yesterday's Mar Makoinis a ktsois in Simon Ayin Reish Hay. It's a must to speak out. We have to know it. The ktsois says a chiddush, a peladik chiddush, but it brings out this point. The ktsois is the ultimate puppet case, and it goes like this. We know that when a ger dies, anyone can show up to the ger's sadeh, first one that shows up, does a little bit of plumbing work, whatever, it's a house or a field, whatever, he does some work. And then he's kind of the whole thing, because it belongs to no one, and the Maisa Chazaka, Min HaHefker is Eicher. And yes, if Reuven sees Nichsei Ager, and he goes there first, and he does some work, 2 minutes, done. The whole estate is his. Reuven is a Oiber Chacham and lazy. Reuven calls over to Shimon, and Reuven tells Shimon, and says Shimon, he doesn't want to tell Shimon there's Nichsei Ager, and you have an opportunity, because if Shimon knows that opportunity, Shimon is going to not be so lazy and take care of it. Reuven tells Shimon, you see that estate over there? It's mine. It's mine. I'm hiring you as a day worker, as a plumber. Go work for me there and do some work. I'll pay you a 9-to-5 job. Shimon goes, what does Shimon think he's doing? A 9-to-5 job for Reuven. What is Reuven doing? Not sleeping. And Reuven is having in mind, as a puppet, that, and who's kind of the karka? Reuven. This is the ultimate Yodi Arichta, Gedder of Shlichas. This is a nightmare. The Oilam's familiar with the rule of Ein Evitairus, that a Shliach can't be a shliach, if he's any of the terrorists, why not? Use the ksois as well.